The Gulf Intracoastal Waterway has a levee like most in Louisiana. Mud piled high with grass growing on it. America's Wetlands Foundation wants to help stabilize part of that levee. So the foundation partnered with private landowners, nonprofits, and local businesses to try a new technology, Vegetative EcoShield. Ted Martin is the founder of Martin Ecosystems, which manufactures Vegetative EcoShield. He's holding a small model that shows what the product looks like when it's installed on top of shoreline. The model has a few strips of wire mesh laid across an angled piece of styrofoam, with little sprigs of plastic grass sticking out. So basically, it's a turf-like product, laid down along the shoreline, part in the water, part along the levee. That wire mesh, it's called a matrix, is made out of something special. That's Nicole Wagaspack. She's the president of Martin Ecosystems and Ted Martin's daughter. Anchoring plants into the material before the matrix is laid down on the marsh is an important step. We motor out to the restoration site, a one-mile-long stretch of levee, maybe 50 feet wide and 6 feet tall. The land being restored is owned by Louisiana Delta Farms. The property borders the Intracoastal on one side, with the rest surrounded by marsh. Before partnering with America's Wetlands, Delta Farms spent over $500,000 on preventing the Intracoastal from scouring out the bottom of the levee. Lynn Melanson is a surface manager for Delta Farms. The surface he's adding back is high-quality mud. The Intracoastal eroding its own levee is just one problem. There's been so much land loss from the coast up toward the Intracoastal, saltwater intrusion is a growing concern. John Heatherwick works for Ducks Unlimited. It's a wildlife habitat conservation group and a project partner. The vast majority of land in coastal Louisiana is privately owned. America's Wetlands Foundation and its partners are betting that Vegetative EcoShield will protect private property far more cheaply than traditional methods, about $100 per foot compared to $700 or $800. The project's success is easy to track, and Ethan Miller, Delta Farms' chief financial officer and manager, will be watching. Success means he won't need his tall white shrimp boots to get around. That a year from now, this will still be dry land. For WWNO's Coastal Desk, I'm Nick Jansen.